Sorbo here, and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories. You better keep watching it, because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joey Fatone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories.
It's a miracle, a true blue spectacle, a miracle come true.
Hi, I am Dawn Reese, and I have my new show called Dawn Reese Miracle Story TV Network. I'm so blessed and honored to have this amazing man on that I met a few years ago at a big event in Orlando, and he's going to tell you his miracle story and what he's doing and what God has done in his life. And before we do, I do have to play two commercials. One, if you want to cool off at the ice rink over in Almerton, and then you want to go relax at the Himalaya Salt Cave, and that is in Palm Harbor, one of my two favorite places, and that makes your mind, body, soul feel rejuvenated. And we'll be right back in just a second with our sponsors. I'm Dawn Reese.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TVSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor. Or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
For all of you that are driving, before I start my segment, Miracle Story TV Network, with my major VIP guest and his miracle story, you can always watch the show on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube and see the reruns from this. And we're back. And Nate, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Don? How you doing? I'm honored to be on your show. I'm looking at this. It's definitely a blessing.
Oh, it sure is. I'll tell you, we had met, I don't know, was it 7 years ago, it seems like, and you have a career now. You are a mime, and you do a lot of events. First, tell us what you're doing with your career right now.
Yeah, right now, I'm performing, honestly, a lot of events. I'm doing fashion shows. I'm doing weddings. I've done even funerals. I'll be in London October 25th through the 31st, but I'll be performing over there the 28th and 29th for the Miss Universal Empire pageant fashion show slash entertainment. It was going to be the Buckingham Palace, but they're doing it at the football field in London. I'm also part of a Dragon Squad film series that's going on. I'll be featured in that with Grandmaster Tyrone Bullock. I'm working with the youth in Pennsylvania. I work with the youth because I'm trying to inspire them to never give up. You know, I want them to take their dreams and go for their dreams and show them how to perform the arts, you know, whether they use writing, dancing, whatever they can use to help them get a better person in life, you know, and pass it on. My mantra is never give up, so, you know.
That's true. You know, I'm on TikTok under Dawn Reese Show and Dawn Reese Show Miracle Stories, and I have Mama Ali watching us. She's about to jump a plane. Remember Mama Ali?
Yeah. What's going on? How you doing?
She's on my TikTok. She said, I'm about to jump a plane in Jersey, and she's coming to Florida. And she was married to Muhammad Ali, and she's actually watching on TikTok right now. And we just want to thank her. She's one of my dearest friends and has always had my back. And we got to get her back to the station. And I know she has a miracle story. Let's start out, before we start out and go into your book and everything, your life has been a major miracle story. Take me to the beginning of what happened when you were with a hit and run, and then they had dragged you. Tell us what had happened and how old were you?
The age is vague in my mind. I was young. Had to have been like in my teens, early teens. And walking home from school, my sister and I. And honestly, you know, we got to learn to, remember they said, Mom, I always said, look both ways for you.
Me? Okay.
For me?
No, we're good. We're good. Okay, he told me not to grab the mic and move it up and down. I was just adjusting. Okay, so you were younger.
Yeah, I was younger, and, you know, honestly, I didn't look both ways on it. That was a mistake I made. But a car hit me. When the car hit me, it dragged me from one pole to another pole. I think a part of my clothes got caught on, too, of some part of his car.
Were you walking or riding a bike?
Walking.
Okay.
I'm walking.
Okay.
Yes. And when he hit me, they say I went into shock. You know, when I woke up and I was in the hospital, I had tubes in every hole of my body. You know, I'm thankful to be here, I'll be honest with you. And then what happened, they kept me in the hospital for a while, and they finally took me home. And when I went home, my mother first, she said, did you see your face? Have you seen yourself since you've been hit by the car? So she showed me, gave me a mirror of all my face. My whole face had scars all over my face, my body. And then the doctor came by.
What were you thinking when you woke up in the hospital? I mean, were you in a coma or anything? Or were you blacked out?
Well, when they say I went in shock, I don't know what happened. When I woke up, all I know, I saw tubes and... Oh, I saw tubes in every hole in my body, every hole, literally, that they can get a tube in. I guess they bring me to life. I don't know what did I wasn't here, I guess. I'm not sure what was. All I know, I woke up with the tubes in me, and they say I went in shock. They told me I was in shock when the car hit me.
Wow.
Before they put me in the ambulance, I went straight in shock.
And then they told you what, you wouldn't be able to walk ever again?
They said, yeah, they said you never walk again, same again. And when they told that to my mom, you know, I've been dancing since I was a baby, you know. And when they told them I would never walk again, I was like, painful to hear from me because I love dancing. I grew up watching the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Jim Kelly's, and all the great dancers in the world. That was my dream, to be like them. I wanted to be like them. And not only I'm walking, I'm dancing, and I'm performing. So, you know, that's why it's one of the reasons I push it, never give up, because, you know.
Well, how long did it take you from the point that you found out that they said you wouldn't be able to walk? And then what happened? Take us through that process. What happened?
Well, when I was laid up in the house for a long time, for a while. I couldn't go to school, couldn't do anything. So my sister would bring me my homework, you know, and bring me all my stuff for me to do for school. And my parents and everybody was getting all the stuff, so because I couldn't go to school for a while. I finally got able to go to school. But then the thing about it, too, because I had tubes in me, you know, when I honestly used the bathroom or anything, everything was in pain. So it was hard for me to even go to the bathroom, or I didn't want to go, and it was forcing me to go because it was so much pain to use the bathroom.
What about, so when they were surprised that you started to get up, did you walk right away, or was it later?
Oh, later. It took a while for me to learn how to even get to walk right, you know. It was like a baby, you know, just learning how to walk all over again with me.
Well, what was your faith like at the time? You know, I know you were younger, of course, but did you go to church, or what was your faith like? Or was your mom a praying mom?
Oh, no, we all grew up. We went to church when sometimes we didn't want to go to church. That was our thing. You know, the Lord was in our life since I can remember. All I can remember, that's what we grew up with. You know, we didn't have a lot of money like everybody else did, whatever, but we had a lot of love, a lot of faith with God, and that's, you know, I know that's what's really keeping me going right now to this day, you know, because the faith and the love I have for being alive, and plus the love I have for the Lord, you know.
Right. Did you have a spiritual awakening after that? You know, and the reason I'm asking that, because I had that happen I mean, of course, I've been a Catholic. I'm a Christian. And, you know, with my son passing away last month at 34 years old.
My regards to it on that.
I appreciate that. And, you know, I mean, I do read the Bible, but, you know, my spiritual awakening opened up even further. Did anything happen with your spiritual walk after all this happened?
At the time, I'm still, you know, I had the faith already, but I was just so glad to be alive. And, you know, I know the more, I think the more my life, you know, becoming, because I was a homeless veteran in the streets of New York 13 years ago.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Okay. Wow.
Yes. 13 years ago, I was homeless in the streets of New York for 2 years. I almost got killed in the streets and everything. I wrote my book, is that Mom Speak This One Out There.
So, right, you have a new book that you wrote. It's about your life.
Yes, yes. To let people know no matter what you go through, you got a faith and you just got to keep never giving up. So, my faith was there always, but now since after this homeless, you know, thing, and the Lord gave me another chance to even be alive and have a chance to even follow my dreams, you know, performing. And because I always, like I said, I love dancing all my life. So now I'm able to dance and perform. And,
wow. Now I have a question. Somebody is listening and they're texting me back. How, what happened to the point that, you know, after you, okay, you were younger, this accident happened and it was a miracle that you can walk again. What happened after with you ending up to be homeless? How did that come about? What inspired, you know, happened to get you through that? Like what?
How did I become homeless?
Right. Like what event came up to that point?
I got into drinking, I got into, you know, the drinking, you know, military, you know, and I went through some other things, hardships mentally, and I got into the drinking, and I ended up out there, you know. I drank out there, and I met a guy. I'm going to tell you this story real quick. I met a guy. I was panhandling change in Freeport, Long Island, and the guy came to me. He said, I know what you want the money for. You know, you want to drink, but he said, but do me a favor. Say this prayer for me. And he said, Lord, take a taste from my mouth. And so I said a prayer real quick, blah, 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 the Lord just gave my mouth. So he said, no, say it again, brother. And then he gave me a change. But then honestly, that prayer stuck with me. And when days when I actually was sitting back and I did an inner and out of body, and I watched myself, like, what are you doing? And I started saying that prayer. I said that prayer even when I was drinking liquor. Even when I would drink, I would say that prayer. I said it so much that it delivered me. I don't miss it. I don't think about it. I don't drink. I don't do nothing. You know, that prayer is something that really, I think, that really stuck with me and it helped me get through my situation.
Well, that's amazing. You know, my husband went through, you know, a time where he's been, what, I think 12 months sober now. You know, he liked his vodka. He's this, you know, a captain of a sailboat and he got everything, you know, it's amazing right now because we've got sunkisscharters.com coming around the corner and we're excited about our sailboat charter. But, you know, he just took a look at his life and he's like, and I think it was the video I made too. but God really touched him. And so, you know, it can happen for anybody that's out there that's going through something. It's not, you know, just the occasional drinker, you know, that, you know, wanted to have a cocktail here and there. But I'm so proud of him and I'm so proud of you. And then how did you get out of the homeless you know, part? How did that next story of your chapter, how did that happen?
What happened, I end up, I'm going to say it like this, because I had DUIs through my drinking, and I had came in Long Island, and then when I went there, I was coming to train, the A-train in New York, and a lady was coming through this with a stroller with a baby, and she told me to open the gate because she couldn't put a token, she couldn't put her baby through the turnstile, so she had to go through the gate. So I went through the gate behind her, and to hop a train, as you say. And then police came out and they said, look, you hop a train. Blah, blah, blah. And then I knew I had warrants from DUIs and I was homeless, so I wasn't able to take care of my, you know, DUIs because I was out there. So they said, we don't have no warrants, we know we'll let you go, but I knew it. But see, what happened that day, really honestly, I didn't get arrested, I got rescued because I kept saying that prayer. See, so the Lord took me out of, the way I looked at it, the Lord took me out of the element and put me in a spot that people think it was uncomfortable, but It gave me time to be by myself. It gave me time to focus on my life. So when it was time for me, I did like 4 months. And when I came out, I heard about the VA had a Salvation Army that was looking out for veterans in Long Island, Northport. And they said, no, we got one in the city. I said, no, I know too many people in the city. I want to go somewhere. Nobody don't know me. So I went to Long Island because I really wanted to get my life together. I really wanted to start a new life. So they the Long Island Norfolk Salvation Army sent a van to the jail and picked me up and took me there, and I haven't looked back since. I did a 30-day program they had for me, and then I did a 90-day program. Then I got my room, my first room out there in Huntington, Long Island. Nice work in cemeteries and all that for the veterans, you know. And I kept going and going, and I haven't stopped, you know.
Wow.
And then what happened, I started performing for the veterans. I was thick, I could sing, I was singing before I even got into mine. And then I got into doing shows for veterans and dancing, doing shows for National Veteran Creative Arts Festival as well. And that's how I got back on stage.
Oh, that's a blessing. So take us up to point where you are now in your life. Like, where are you living? You know, how is your life now?
Oh, right now, man, I'm thankful, man. You don't even know. I'm so happy. You know, we all, like, we got, we're human. We're going to go through ups and downs because we, like, that's what, you know, we're going to have licks. But there's a whole different vision with my lick now, because it's like a weather, like a change of weather. You know, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's... You got to go through different seasons so you can appreciate each blessing. You know, right now, like I said, by me working with youth, that's a blessing. By me doing shows, like I said, I'm doing London, I'm all over. Even being on your show is a blessing. This is all this meeting you from that time when I met you in the big event.
That's right. You are an amazing mime. And give everybody your website, or also where they can, you know, get your book as well, and to buy your book.
I'm sorry. My website is natethemime.com, and my book is The Mime Speaks, available on Amazon.
The Mime Speaks, yeah. Like M-I-M-E.
Yeah, The Mime, M-I-M-E, The Mime Speaks, because I'm told my story. Matter of fact, the first week it dropped, it was a blast. My publisher, Pasheva Monk, called me and said, Nate, guess what? You know, Blue Hand Bookworks. She said, Nate, guess what? Your book made number one bestseller the first week, and it wasn't even a complete week. I made number one bestseller the first week. I beat Elton John out in the category of dance, and his book dropped out at the same time.
Wow, that's amazing. I'll tell you, even to take this show, to take to other shows and podcasters around the world and people that have other shows, and to get your message of faith and hope and inspiration out there, what would you like to tell anybody that is going through maybe a situation, maybe they have somebody, a relative, or somebody, there was an accident, or, you know, if it's something in life, like you said, you were homeless for 2 years. That's a tough one. I can't even imagine. I can't even sleep in my car when I cross country, you know, on a wayside with my husband. You know, if we stop, I can't imagine that the life of that. And, you know, what would you like to tell the world? Anything from your heart, anything that God would like you to tell them?
Well, you know, the first thing, I'm going to put it like this. If you go into the store and you need to get some eggs for your breakfast, and you hit a pothole, are you going to turn around and go back? Or are you going to keep going and get your eggs so you can have your breakfast? You know, that's what I feel like in life. You got to keep going. You know, everybody's going to catch a lick. Everybody got a story, because, you know, that's why everybody should respect me and appreciate everyone, because you never know. Everyone has a story. So you got to, no matter what in life that comes your way, take that lick. I know it hurts sometimes. I know it's painful sometimes, but you still got to keep going. You got to keep going, because, I trip on myself sometimes. I still look at me like, wow. You know, I peeled my socks off, but I had my socks on so long sometimes, even in the snow and the rain and in the bad weather sometimes. You know, it's like you got to keep going, you know, and how that stands, that this too shall pass, just keep that in your heart, knowing this, okay, you know, and then somebody else might be, some kind of story is worse than yours, you never know, but you still just got to keep going. No matter what your story is, no matter what is holding you down, if you see something that's inside of you that's holding you down to move progress, find a way to change it if you need to change it. You know, if you have to change something, I know they say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if you find something that deep down inside you know that's holding you down, keep going. Find a way to do your research or talk to somebody or how you're going to do it so you can change, so you can keep going forward. Because if you keep going forward, you never know what door opened up. You don't know what is a door waiting for you, but you got to go forward to get it. And like right now, even being on your show, by me keep going forward, now I'm here on your show. You know, it's a blessing, dog. You don't even know. I'm sitting here, you know, I was walls pacing the floor, nervous, like I like do a show. And I'm like, okay, I'm nervous. And because my heart is in everything I do. And if you keep your heart in everything you do in life, you're going to keep going.
That's right. And you put God first. When you put God first, watch things happen. People are going to say, why is this happening to that person? Because you put God first. You know, I have a friend that has called G.W. Tolley, and he just texts me something. He's like, Don, you need to write a book about your life. And I just have to shout this out. It's called productionsbyfaith.com. There it is, Productions by Faith. And he has a self-publishing how to do your own book. And it's pretty simple. And if somebody's interested on that, please get in touch with me, and I'll get in touch with G.W. Actually, he'll be on next week. And, you know, and a lot of people that I have to let you know, I have a website still called drhollywoodconnections.com. We took the Hollywood out of my show, but we still have the Dr. Hollywood Connections. And that's really for authors and people in the show business arena, where you can put your book up there for $5 a month. Or if you have a, you know, headshot, it's of your talent. And we have casting directors, producers, agents looking at it as well. So I had to take a little bit, you know, break with what had happened a couple weeks ago. But I'll tell you, that website is strong, and it's still going strong. So if anybody's interested, then they can buy your book right from you from there with your information on it as well, which is pretty cool.
Let's do this.
For sure, for sure. And again, we only have 2 minutes left, and I just want to thank you, Nate, for calling in. Again, give your website one more time.
Yeah, my website is natethemime.com. Nate, T-H-E. MIME.com, and my book is The Mime Speaks, available on Amazon. The Mime Speaks by Nate Moran, Nate the Mime.
And it's your story.
Never give up. Never, ever give up, and always take a minute to smile. That's my thing.
I love it. And I'll tell you, and all this performing that you're doing, you never know who's watching my show. We have producers, agents, casting directors. You know, your life sounds like a movie. Everybody has a journey story, you know. And, you know, the main thing is that might be something that God may open a door to. You know, there's a big Christian festival that we're going to on the 27th. And then you need to take your book next year to the ICFF, International Christian Film Festival, and you need to sell it there. Because I had a table last year, and I was up for Best Talk Show Host. And I will tell you, that is a phenomenal place to talk to people and directors to maybe see if that's something that they would like to maybe invest in you and your life movie, your life story.
Wow. John, let's stay in contact. Let's do this. I'm one of them people, you know, a lady said, you know, one time I had to drive to North Carolina to for a show, and I hadn't had to sleep all night. And I said, I walk the streets and fell asleep walking. Why I can't drive so far to do something positive? So I go anywhere to do something.
I'll send you that link. It's the International Christian Film Festival next year, and we'll be sending our new show in as well. So excited about that. I've been on the air for over 45 years. And Nate, I hate to cut it short, but we have 15 seconds to go, and we're going to end with It's a Miracle by Barry Manilow, one of our favorite songs with the show. It goes perfect. And God bless you in your career, and we hope to have you sell that book around the world that everybody can read your story. And I'm Dawn Reese. Thank you, Nate, for calling in. Next up, we have a record label with an artist you don't want to miss out, and he's looking for more artists as well that sing, so stay tuned. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back. Okay.
What do you believe where I've been? The cities and towns I've been in, from Boston to Denver, and every town in between.
Everyone looks the same.
The people, they all look the same.
Yes, all the same.
Oh, only the names have been changed.
Yes, our names.
But now that I'm
stories. Wow. Very
so
cool.
Oh,
is my next caller on? No?
I must have been crazy to ever have gone away.
Okay, let me hold on. I gotta call my VIP caller. Hold on.
I almost forgot what it's like. Oh, holding you near me at night. But now that I'm home again, you're
second show. I have a record label on. I'll put the headsets on so you can hear. Tommy, did you get that third song? Okay. Show, all right, and we're cutting the YouTube. Oh, we're good. I'm trying to talk to my engineer back there. He's like hand signaling me. I'm Dawn Reese, and I am back. And actually, I have an amazing half-hour show. This part is called the Stardom Series with Atlas Star Records, and we're going to present an amazing artist with Joe Gallagher Jr. And Joe, are you there? Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
Hi. So you sent me three amazing songs of a new artist, and you are Atlas Star Records, and we've actually been enjoying playing your artist. And the artist that is calling in, where is he from?
He's originally from Ohio, Cleveland area.
Ohio. And he's more of rock and roll, because I listen to all the songs, and I know a lot of my friends will love this music as well. They're like tuning in going, I love rock and roll. What would you say the genre of his music would be?
Yeah, it's like a classic rock. I would say classic rock or modern rock.
That's what I thought. And how did you find him? Because I think he's on the phone. Tell us how you met your artist.
I believe it was through a Facebook group or something. I can't remember. I post a lot, and I post a lot of advertisements, and I don't know. It hasn't been through one of those.
Very cool. Well, we have him on the phone. Do you want to introduce him in his name?
Yeah, sure. This is Richie Tharp. He's from, like I said, he's from Ohio. He's doing amazing things. He just did a show with Meeting with Madison. He's got some shows coming up, hopefully.
Very cool. So welcome to the show. This is, here we go. I know, my engineer, I keep touching things and it makes like these noises like outer space here. We have the Stardom Series with Atlas Records, and we have the artist on the phone with us, and you are calling in. We're about to play your first song, one of them that Joe sent me. And what inspired you to write your music?
Well, depending on what song it is, it's really like at the moment, at the time. A lot of my music, it's about an experience. I travel a lot and have traveled a lot and met so many people. The song Battle On is about a friend of mine that was in the military. He had like 12 of his platoon. They were getting ready to breach a building, and the whole building exploded. So out of the 12, only two survived, including him. But
wow.
It was a pretty touching story, so I wrote a song about it, and that's Battle On. And the premise of the song is, these guys are young. My son's actually in the military. They get over there, and sometimes it's not what they expected. But the premise is that they're all leaders, no matter how you look at it. You got to battle on.
That is a powerful song. And Tommy, are we ready? And we're ready. We'll be right back with special that we have of Stardom Series with Atlas Records and his artist. We'll be right back. So this is really rock and roll. We have Stardom Series with Atlas Records. It's a record company, record label. And he has about 80 artists around the country. So if you're a singer, which might be pretty something you might be interested in. I just had a talk to you during the song that he's playing. Like this one, with a record label that's on the air with me right now, with his artist, Alan Crane, And we're back, and we're back. Wow. You know, I'm reading the bio that you actually had given me, and it's amazing because you're like an alternative American folk with a twist of rock and reggae roll, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. And then I love how you said, you know, you've got, you know, you're with your son and your two daughters, and your best friend is my wife, Lisa. They inspire me every day. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful to hear that.
Thank you.
Yes. So I know, let's get to another song, because we have drivers that are driving to the beach and they were like, oh, I love this music. And so the next song, what do we have, Tommy, on the list?
The Storm in 420.
You have that one, Tommy? Okay. And tell us how you, got inspired by that song.
The Storm, actually, thinking of my kids, the premise of the song is that the world is the storm. And that ultimately I'm there to protect them from the lies, the pain, the fighting, and the vain. And ultimately, if you do the right thing in life, we can change the world. And that's one thing I've kind of instilled in my children, to, you know, make a mark, because there's close to probably 7 billion of us now. And
what words of wisdom right now that we need in this day and age? I'll tell you, that song goes with everything. So let's hit that song up, Tommy, and we'll be right back. And Joe is still there and his record label. We'll be right back. And we're back. Wow. And so where can they buy these songs? Where can they download them?
Well, they can get them on all the streaming media. They go to Psychedelic State Band. If you just look up Psychedelic State Band on all the streaming platforms. And then also you can look up my name on all the streaming platforms as well, Richie Tharp. Or you can go to psychedelicstateband.com.
Perfect.
The link to all my music.
Perfect. Well, I have you on the air. What would you like to say to your wife, you know, live on the air, 3 FM, 3 AM?
She's upstairs somewhere, but no, I love her to death. Actually, some of my music came out of our relationship and our life together with our children over the last, you know, 7-8 years. Actually, I wrote a song called Truck Nuts that she inspired because we were walking in the neighborhood and the guy has truck nuts hanging off the back of his truck. There was one other song that somebody wrote, but it wasn't quite the idea I had in mind for it. So that's that, you can find that on Richie. If you look up Richie Tharp on some of the streaming media, or go to richiestunes.com or that Psychedelic State Band. It has links to all my music, all the different platforms. But if they go to the website, they can actually download all my music for free. They don't even have to pay for it. So
wow.
I always look at the fact that if I have fans, they love my music. That's what it's about. So when I personally meet people, I always send them to my website. All my music's free. So maybe once I have one day, maybe I have 1,000 fans or so, and they can all go to my website and get my music free. So
gotcha. Joe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, Joe, you know, another thing, too, is all these film festivals, that's where you get to meet all these agents, producers, and people that are doing movies. Have you thought about getting involved in that even more so?
Yeah, actually, we're working on a bunch of stuff right now with Sync Licensing for video games, TV shows, and movies. I have somebody that handles all that. But we're always looking for more opportunities, that's for sure.
That's great. And then give everybody your website where they can send their music if you're looking for new artists and what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's atlasstarrecords.com, and we accept any genre. We give every single song a chance, or every single artist a chance. We listen to everything.
That's amazing. And what ages are you looking at?
I mean, we have as young as 14 years old to, you know, some of our artists are in their 50s.
Well, there you go, everybody that's listening. You've got kids, you got family, you say you sing. This is it. Go to Atlas Star Records. And thank you, Joe. We're going to go to the next song. I think this one is one of my favorites because I was kind of jamming to this in the car. And so that next song we're going to play, tell us a little bit about the history of that one.
Actually, I'm a big proponent or a big believer in legalizing cannabis. And once again, it's one of those things where I'm passionate about just because of the medicinal uses for it. So I dove into the reason why 420, the movement, got started. And ultimately, I wanted whiskey in my
cup. Oh, we don't have that one. The whiskey in my cup.
I thought we sent 420, but the whiskey in my cup, it's another great song. That was ultimately actually came out of a song that was deeper, and I kind of made it more fun. The original song was a lot deeper. It was actually about my wife, and I turned it into pretty much the same thing, but more bluesy.
Very cool. I like that. I like that a lot. So the other one that you were talking about, I'm sure that's going to give inquiry minds want to know. They're going to go, oh, I want to hear that song. I want to hear that song.
It's basically about a bunch of high schoolers. That's how it started in 1971. A group called the Waldos. They're in California, Southern California. They met at every day at 4:20 in the afternoon at a statue of Louis Pasteur to go look for this guy's weed that they had a map to. Well, ultimately, they had a connection to the Grateful Dead, and then High Times did an article on it, and it was all about these kids using 420 as a code for marijuana. So the song, a lot of people think 420 is like the death of Bob Marley or Jimi Hendrix or the police code for marijuana. I kind of put that all in the song, that's not the reason. It's actually just a time for a bunch of 17-year-old high school kids to meet in the afternoon to go look for some weed.
And that's what that song is about. Okay, we don't have that one, but I'm sure that Inquiring Minds want to hear that one. So give your website before we hit that last song and give that where they can see that one.
Yeah, just go to richiestunes.com, R-I-C-H-I-E-S, and then tunes, everything's plural, .com. And you can get all that stuff there for free. Oh, there's links to it.
Perfect.
Or look up Richie Tharp on all the streaming media or Psychedelic State Band.
Awesome. And the next song we're playing is Whiskey.
In my cup, yeah.
In my
this
cup.
Is a fun, this is about, like, hey, the world's crumbling in, and I just want to, you know, have a drink and forget about it for a second.
Trust me, I've called my son out in Lakeland. I've said, hey, honey. He goes, Mom, I need a drink. I've had a very bad day. So I get that one. Anyways, we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, and this is a special with Stardom Series with Atlas Records and the amazing artist Richie Tharp is a singer-songwriter. We'll be right back.
The world is crumbling.
That reminds me of a song. I can't remember. I was like, whoa. Remember that Vegas Vacation where the girls jumping around. And it was like that same kind of beat.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That's a really catchy. Somebody said to me on Facebook, they're like, yeah, I need some more whiskey. My cup is empty. So in the meantime, we have 5 minutes left. I just sent this song over to my engineer, and I know I'm in the main room, the studio, and I'm just double checking here to see if he got it yet, and he's still waiting. So we have about 4 minutes. We could end with that other song that Joe just sent over. In the meantime, while he's waiting for that to come through to the control room, Joe, tell us about what your plans are with your artist.
Well, we just kind of locked in a deal. We're working on putting together shows for the Hard Rock Cafe. We wanted to start touring our artists through all the 170 Hard Rock Cafes across the world.
That's so exciting. Save me a front seat, because I want to be there. In the meantime, we found the song. Both of you guys are amazing, and this is the special with Stardom Series, Atlas Records, Star Records here, Atlas Star Records with the Stardom Series. And let's go to that song and end with it, and you both have an amazing day, and just God keep giving you all the blessings in your life and just doors opening. And I'm Dawn Reese. Enjoy this last song. And what was the song called that we just got?
420. This is 420.
There you go. Chris, I know some friends out there. Christy, I know you're going to love this song. This is for you, Christy Boyles.
Love y'all.
All right, we'll be back next week. I'm Dawn Reese. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Dawn.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Not the death, the Bob, the Jimmy. Just the time gives me well. High schoolers from California went to look for hidden ganja. On the journey they would smoke some green. That story of 420, so get out.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.